Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we are so excited to have Todd Molloy joining us here once again from beautiful North Carolina. Welcome back. How are you, Todd?
All is well, Jill. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing fantastic. Please introduce yourself to our listeners today.
Well, my name is Todd Molloy. I'm a life and business strategist. What I do is I help individuals as well as businesses achieve goals and get past their own internal or systemic obstacles to facilitate whatever growth and direction they are looking to achieve.
Beautiful.
And yes, you know, I do that in a myriad of ways, and I work everywhere from varying professionals, from teachers to senators to professionals, all looking to achieve, people with a passion and a desire to go beyond where they currently are.
Beautiful. And how can we reach you? Could you tell us the website?
Yes, I can be reached at toddmolloy.com. I can also be reached at 704-937-2286 on Todd Molloy on Instagram or Todd Molloy on Facebook. I even have a Todd Molloy YouTube channel.
Great. And it's Inner Peace Counseling Center as well. You're the clinical director of,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Great.
Correct.
So for
correct
today, I know we got some great conversation ready here at the helm. You want to talk a little bit about what is life actually and business strategist, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, again, this is an evolution in my career, really. I've had an eclectic life. You know, I became an applied scientist. Basically, initially I started off as a mechanical engineer, not necessarily because I wanted to. That just seemed to be the appropriate thing. You know, too often times in life, we have people tell you what's acceptable, what your direction is, who you're supposed to be. And I allowed the forces of life to direct me, because actually I've always wanted to be a form of therapist and work towards helping people, being a solution to the ills of society. However, in the course of life, you know, as a kid, I was raised by a single parent, my mother, who had a ninth grade education, and therefore kind of began to shift things. You know, in life, me being African American, coming from a single parent female head of household, during the 60s, I was probably a part of every negative stereotype that you could imagine. However, there was always something in me, and even in the midst of the confusion of young life and a lower socioeconomic, my mother would plant seeds about that life was not defined by your six blocks, and that, you know, there are things that we should aspire to and achieve. However, that no matter what's going on in life, you have to learn how to adapt and how to adjust. That's one of the key successes. And from that, I was able to glean varying things to kind of just help me shift and mold myself into who I am today through my own trials and tribulations, through life experiences, becoming a trained analytical thinker as an applied scientist, and then recognizing that my 17-year-old goal of being a therapist and being a part of the solutions to people's lives, a helper, I went to school, went to graduate school, became a therapist and working on mental health, understanding the psychology and how the brain works, things of that nature. It was interesting because as I was being trained, I was challenged to bring all of who I am into my therapeutic setting. In that setting, because I had the business acumen for 30 years, been a project manager, did international work, responsible for P&Ls, things of that nature, in addition to the therapeutic side, I was able to help people through trauma, shame, doubt, guilt, but it evolved into when I became working with professionals, and they took the tools and the techniques and we transitioned them to work with dealing with office politics, dealing with their own internal struggles with doubt, fear, shame, survivor syndrome, people that are very successful but still feel like imposters or imposter syndrome. All of these things, because as we're impacted as people, nothing is done in a vacuum. And my unique, eclectic life and experiences have facilitated me and helping a number of people, primarily adults, professionals, anywhere between 30 and 55, to really achieve goals and make transitions in lives. I've made my own personal transition from being, you know, the mechanical engineer, going into ministry, seminary school, then becoming a therapist and evolving into the life and business strategist. Again, facilitates people shifting and moving, because oftentimes we don't end up where we started. And having that guidance, that directive, and people that have lived the experience with the training has proven to be very successful over the last several decades.
Now, let me ask you this, by the way. You've been doing this for quite some time, and as you mentioned, very eclectic role in careers. Now, clearly, this is something you seem super passionate about, and I'm so glad you're here helping people because, you know, here we are, 2022, right? And so much has changed for so many in the world. You know, and everyone's trying to reinvent themselves. We need new business strategies. We need to reinvent ourselves. We need to, you know, there's just so much. So it's perfect that we have you here for our business leaders and professionals. And if you're just tuning in, just want to point out, again, the website, toddmalloy.com. You can find out more information about him. But we still have some great conversation left in over 20 minutes. So let's continue. Where are we going to next, Todd?
Well, you know, really, you know, I wanted to kind of maybe share some stories, just kind of give people an idea of how this transition happens and how, you know, I've been impacting the lives of my clients, things of that nature. You know, and, you know, for example, Melanie, who is a 48-year-old woman, professional, PhD level in the industry. She came to me very depressed and really looking to help her in her relationship with her husband. She actually came for me to give her tools to give her husband to be successful. And I challenged her. I said, well, your husband's not in the room. Only you are. So we have to work with you.
Yeah.
And really, as we began to work with her and on her journey, not only was she able to move through her depression, but really begin to understand her truth and recognize that she had been playing a role, not really moving in her authentic self. She was the good little girl. She was the college student. Then you get married. Then you have kids. Then you retire. Then you transition.
Yeah.
That was the hamster wheel she was on. However, she really never fostered or cultivated some of the entrepreneurial ideas, things of that nature she wanted. In the midst of evolving, she recognized she wasn't connected to her body. So she began to take pole dancing classes and connect to her body, her spirit, and really begin to tap into what is it that she really wanted for herself. And even though she had spent 20 plus years in the industry of corporate America, she really wanted to work in nutrition and really help people in nutrition, similar to President First Lady Obama. But really work on nutrition, health, and became a farmer and actually transitioned our work into becoming the owner of a multi-million dollar business.
Wow. Right?
In the farming industry.
That is impressive.
And the transition, even though we started off as an individual in her own individual growth, because having done international work myself and been on the design team for i1000, you know, we may not remember, but Motorola came out with the i1000 many years ago that had the walkie-talkie cell phone. I was on that development team. I've owned P&Ls and done international work. So as she's transitioning and trying to understand the business acumen, how to approach different activities, I was able to challenge avenues of thought, understanding P&L, understanding business strategy. I was able to help facilitate coordinating her business and grow her business.
Wow.
So again, me becoming the business and life strategist is as a result of over 30 years of an eclectic life and training and utilizing Six Sigma tools and so forth, as opposed to corporate constructs, but also making them individual, continuous improvement. How many times do we beat ourselves up when we make mistakes?
All the time.
Right, but in corporate America, we want to find mistakes. We look for opportunities of error, right, to improve the process. Because by finding the error, we become better. Mm-hmm. But my construct is now, why don't we challenge ourselves the same way? If we can function like that in the corporate America, skills are transferable. As opposed to the world's coming to an end, how might we look at it for lessons learned and learn to control our emotions and not allow our emotions to control us. Because the moment we begin to be intentional about where we're going and what we're looking to achieve, no matter what the information is, we can process it, glean what we need to, and take a forward move and build the dreams that we've been looking forward to and aspiring to.
Couldn't have said it better. Wow. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, you're welcome. And also, I know we kind of touched upon reading your notes, but you said that you're not all things to everybody, but your niche is correct. To those who have committed to passion, purpose, and their success. You facilitating moving barriers, internal barriers, walls, self-sabotage behavior to get out of their own way to have the success they desire. So could you just talk a little bit about those walls we build and the notion of, it's just a simple thing. I have kids, right? So it's like, I think I can. That whole book, remember the train? I know I can. The process of mindset and positive thinking can really work wonders in everyone. And clearly you're a believer in that. Any tips to us here at home listening? Like, hey, what can I start doing to change my mindset, to start getting on that path?
Right, because there's an old adage, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Yep.
So the thing is, are the narratives that we've created in our minds relevant to who we are today? And is it really empowering us to move forward? So we are all, everyone, my perspective is we're a traumatized society. Why, when you're a kid, you're supposed to be seen and not heard. When you get a little older, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. When you get older, you have to be politically correct or the socioeconomic situation is challenged. When does anybody say connect to your own experience, value it enough in that the people around you adjust, that you have peace? We don't. Whether consciously or subconsciously, we are taught that we have to go along to get along. Yeah. We try that for as long as we can, but we find ourselves having to be in a relationship. However, but because we're suppressed emotionally, mentally throughout life, we're really not effective at communicating. Because again, we're taught to be effective students, we're taught to be effective professionals, we're taught to be military people, but nobody teaches us to effectively communicate. No one teaches us really how to be an intimate partner. So again, without the learning and the tools and with those hiccups and the disjointedness, unfortunately, we're raised in an environment where we want to raise our children to not have the adversities that we had, so we make it easier. But it's through the adversities are we building character. Just because something awful or challenging happens doesn't mean it's meant to destroy you. I actually believe it's supposed to build you.
Yeah.
So I can look at my situation and I can say, hey, I was told to be the man of the house at 5 years old. I did not have a childhood. I was therapeutically, we call that the parentified parent. That means a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
But in the midst of that and being in a lower socioeconomic situation, not having my father, I was slated to either be an athlete, a criminal, or a prison convict, according to societal norms. But even with those adversities, it taught me, in not having my father around, made me want to be an excellent father, as opposed to an absent father. The adversities of my life taught me strength, will, determination. I could have looked at it differently. There's a choice. We choose every day, life, death, blessings, or curses. We choose if to follow or be succumbed to our emotions, or we can choose to say, I have these emotions, but what's the lesson?
Yeah.
What can I glean from this to empower me to move forward? So are your life stories creating one of empowerment? Because no matter, for example, people are talking about, I've been depressed for 10 years. I've been chronic depression. I say, wow, you're very strong. And they're wondering, well, why do you call that strong? Because you've been carrying a weight and a burden all of this time and you're still here to talk about it.
Yeah.
But now how can we take that strength that you've had that's weighing you down and utilize it as power to empower you? Because you don't want to be here because you would not have come to me for resource or for help.
You're right.
So now how do we begin to recognize there may be some internal anger that you have? Because again, we tend to suffer. We're taught to suffer in silence. So that internalized anger is really what is creating the depressions. So now how do we understand what that, what the anger and the self-abuse is, such that we can highlight it, empower you to direct that energy where it belongs, to mm-hmm. create room and space for your creativity and for your authentic self to rise. Wow. You know, a lot of what I do is about challenging avenues of thought. I've been called a bully once or twice because I don't believe in being politically correct. Mm-hmm. But what I do is I hold a mirror up to clients and let them actually hear themselves. Then I say, hey, do you really mean what you're saying? Hey, that doesn't sound very rational. Hey, well, I'm afraid of the unknown. And I have oftentimes I give clients Toddisms, little thoughts.
I love Toddisms. I love it.
And, you know, why fear the unknown? They say, oh, I'm afraid of the unknown. And I'll say, hey.
Yeah.
Here's a Toddism. Why fear the unknown when the unknown is common?
Yeah.
We live in the unknown all day, every day. When we get out of bed, we don't know that we're not going to break our hip, stub our mm-hmm. toe. We get in the car, we get in some form of transportation. We don't know that we're going to make it to the end of our journey.
Nope.
So just because you're aware of something to, that is yet to come that you're not familiar with, why is the awareness of the unknown any different than living in unknown every day? Why are you allowing it to hinder you and causing you to stumble and trip? You know, so again, it's about challenging the thoughts, teaching people that your mistakes are really guideposts to success. Formula 409, which is a cleaning product that's been around a long time. But the reason it's called Formula 409 is because they did 409 experiments before they got it accurate.
Oh, I had no idea. That is I love that little tip. Wow.
Right. Because so that means that they went at it 408 times before. It weren't 408 failures.
Mm-hmm.
The 408 were experiences and experiments to build to come up with the construct of the 409.
Mm-hmm.
So just because we go through something and we don't get the immediate result doesn't mean we haven't gleaned to build and to learn and to grow. See, I challenge people to be thinkers, not just minions on a hamster wheel going through the motion. Because going through the motions only really facilitates mediocrity.
Yeah.
You know, who eats spaghetti all day, every day? Okay, after a while, you need something different.
I could, but okay, I'm different. I love pasta.
Hey, now, in eating spaghetti and pasta, you won't keep that form you have.
I eat pasta every day, though. I just do. I love it. I can't help it. I would say carbohydrates are great. That's my favorite meal.
Exactly.
Sorry to digress.
No. But actually, that facilitates, because it facilitates me saying, remember, and one of the Tadas is saying, you have to be careful about what you say yes to. Because mm-hmm. when you say yes to one thing, you say no to something else.
Yeah.
So be very mindful of what you say yes to.
Got it. I love it. What other Toddisms do we have for today?
Well, you know, I really want to challenge people and to say the one who controls your emotions controls you. If you don't control your emotions, you are out of control. No one chooses how we're impacted.
Mm-hmm.
We actually choose how we're impacted by the jaded filters of our brain. The mere fact that we were all raised in different houses, facial expressions, tones of voice, what's funny at one house isn't funny at the other. So if we actually receive information based on the jaded filters of our preconceived notions, we have a tendency to respond inaccurately. So before we respond, the best way I know how to say it is, anytime you converse with someone, you know how you want to feel. You know you want to feel safe, secure, valued, heard, seen, wanted, something in that range, whether it's a stranger or an intimate partner. Now, we have to understand that feelings are deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, if I were to say, hey, Jill, it's snowing outside, you'll say, ooh, it's snowing. Well, where'd the chill come from when you're in a warm room? What it is, it's the memory of being in the snow that makes it a real-time moment. But that happens throughout life, and we're triggered all the time. However, that will create a feeling that we have to verify with whoever we're communicating with if it's accurate or not to their motive and intent, particularly if it feels contrary to how we want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm talking to a business colleague and all of a sudden he he or she is very aggressive. And I'm saying, hey, am I under attack? Are we talking? Which one are we doing here? Which one are we doing? Let me make sure, because if I feel we're under attack and I become aggressive, then we become battling banjos and it's counterproductive.
True, yeah.
As opposed to, hey, help me understand what the intended motive is. Because some people, ethnically, culturally, you know, the United States is a salad bowl, a fruit bowl of varying personalities, cultures, and ethnicities. So each of us have different cultural norms and perspectives. So instead of me making an assumption, I take the position of inquiry. Help me understand what the motive and gesture is. I talk with my hands. So sometimes talking with my hands can be seen as aggressive. However, but as opposed to assuming that I'm aggressive, the asking the question helps level set the communication. Nobody feels guarded or defensive and creates greater opportunity for us to achieve success.
Yeah.
It happens a lot in the business environment. It happens within relationships. We take the feeling and we make it gospel, but our perception is not the other person's truth. So by understanding that your impact is a choice, is as opposed to just reacting to it, slow down, act on situations, not be just so responsive, but process your own experience, validate whether your experience is accurate with your environment, then therefore we're always staying on the same page. We're always making forward progress and we have less disconnect.
Got it. Yeah. Less disconnect, my goodness, in this day and age. Let me ask you anything else personally that you want to share about any of the clients you're working with, and just to give us an idea of how you work with someone and how someone listening today can benefit from working with someone like yourself.
Yeah, basically, how it can benefit someone working with myself is to have an idea of the goal and directive. And even you may have already even started that pursuit. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, I have a Peter Anthony that I'm working with, which is a COO of a corporation. And he was just below board of directors for one corporation, moving into another, where he had to steer the course of the operation, deal with new politics and so forth. And he came initially for, you know, just relationship issues. And then he came as a personal client, just trying to understand leadership roles. And he was seen as an aggressive person, even though he was a successful businessman. One of the critiques that he consistently got was people felt threatened or intimidated by him. And he felt that it would have an impact on achieving his board of directorships and things of that nature. So he came to me just to kind of understand where that was coming from. And it came from family of origin, being the youngest kid, having to survive and fight for all of the different things. He was a Division I football player at a very prominent football school. So everything about his life was aggression. So, however, in this new arena required a different way to communicate, to present himself, and not allow him to feel as though he's losing himself. So in the midst of that, I facilitated him understanding how to communicate using Todd-isms, how to communicate by sharing neurological science, as in when he was so up in your face, hey, you know, everybody reacts to a fight, flight, freeze mechanism.
True.
So anytime the heart gets between 100 and 165 beats per minute, it triggers people's brains to disconnect. This is actually what the brain looks like. This is the brainstem prefrontal cortex. But anytime the heartbeat, this is where you make all your executive choices and decisions. But when we become aggressive or people feel that they're under attack,
and that
it short circuits the brain and it kicks in the fight, flight, freeze mechanism that destroys healthy communication. So the more relaxed you are, the more people are able to receive you and want to work with you. And by teaching those tools and doing role play, in addition to that, he began to say, hey, I'm in this office and I have some new politics that I have to deal with, because now I had one culture of politics, I have a new culture of politics. Having gone through that in my own personal career, having been on varying levels of corporate America, I can utilize both my therapeutic training and my professional training to help him maneuver and begin to cultivate environments of change. While I was in corporate America, I instituted cultural shifts in the automotive industry. I instituted facility-wise QS 9000 certifications, things of that nature. So again, as people are evolving in life, it just pulls tools as a sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
Where, who doesn't have wise counsel? The presidents of the United States, presidents of countries have counsel. Holy Script says you should seek wise counsel. You know, no one's an island. I know in this country we're taught to be an island. However, nothing's done in a vacuum, and it really takes the village concept to really create success and achievement. The key is just finding the appropriate resource for you to facilitate you achieving those goals. And for my demographic, those people that have a passion in the world and a desire for a specific success, I happen to be a resource that can facilitate that.
Beautiful. And Todd, how can we get in touch with you if you don't mind sharing?
Yes, well, you can get in touch with me at toddmalloy.com. I also Todd Malloy on Facebook, Todd Malloy on Instagram, or Todd Malloy YouTube channel. I can also be, because I am the clinical director of Inner Peace Counseling Center, I can be contacted at innerpeacecounselingcenter.com, or you can feel to reach out to my assistant at 704-937-2286.
Perfect. Todd Malloy, it was a pleasure having you here. I want to thank you for joining us. Wishing you happy, healthy holiday. If you celebrate, not sure, Easter's here this weekend. We appreciate you, and thank you for being here, and enjoy your 80-degree weather. Have a great day.
Yes, I shall. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Todd Malloy, with over 30 years of experience in transforming the lives of individuals, couples, and professionals to live as their greatest self, has had a rippling effect in every layer of their life to truly live a life worth celebrating personally, professionally, and relationally. It is achievable for you. No matter where you are in life, you can have a life worth celebrating in your greatest self. Let me show you how at toddmalloy.com. Transform your life today.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-8-10-4. Order in the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.